You're listening to Podketeers.
Welcome to episode 433 of Podketeers. This week we talk about adult Happy Meals, a new little golden book featuring Santa Claus and Disneyland, new merch including plush toys and light up chess sets, Mel talks about her experience playing Dreamlight Valley so far, Ryan Reynolds drops a massive announcement, a new trailer for Wakanda Forever, and we give our thoughts on Hocus Pocus 2. We'd love for you to join the conversation over on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter by searching for Podketeers, but we'd like to invite you to join us over on our Discord server. Joining the community is super simple. Just head on over to podketeers.com/433 and click on the Discord logo, or you can also click on the Discord logo in our pinned IG story. A very special thank you goes out to an awesome group of people known as the FGP Squad, our podcast fairy godparents, because it's their support via Patreon that help make these episodes of Podketeers possible. As part of the FGP Squad family, you get some additional perks like exclusive discount codes for Podketeers gear, additional content like the Podketeers After Show, and access to our happy hour calls, just to name a few. For more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we invite you to check out podketeers.com/FGP. And as always, a super special thank you goes out to the FGP Squad for their continued support. So that's it. It is time to get this episode rolling. If this is your first time hanging out with us, welcome. We hope that you enjoy the episode and that you come back for more. And of course, if you've been hanging with us for some time now, welcome back, friends. Here is episode 433 of Podketeers. Okay, let me get this straight. So, I get busy. I'm off Discord for several hours, and apparently there's an entire conversation about adult Happy Meals happening.
Yeah, there is.
Got to get that adult Happy Meal. It's the weirdest name possible. It's like the Jackson Park Express Foundry Meal Box Plan, or I don't remember what it's called. Something weird, but it's an adult Happy Meal.
And can those you boxes order it as big. An adult Happy Meal?
Yeah, you just like it's yeah, it's like it's a long Happy Meal box.
It is.
But what's special about it though?
It comes with a weird toy.
So it's same meal, like your number one, it's still a Big Mac, fries, and a soda, but you also get a toy.
And it comes in a box, yeah. It's called Cactus Plant Flea Market Box. And so I had to look up what Cactus Plant Flea Market was. And Cactus Plant Flea Market, I wonder if I can say that anymore this episode, is a, like, clothing brand. So they're, like, partnering with McDonald's, like, advertising. You know how there was, like, the, I don't know, somebody else had, like, a meal recently. I forget who it was.
Oh, tons of celebrities have
But,
had.
Yeah, they always have, like, a meal, and it's just, like, chicken nuggets, and it comes in a sparkly box or something. So this one, at least, you get, like, a cool, like, Hamburglar with four eyes.
Yeah.
I saw the Hamburglar toy. I think it was Brian that posted it on Discord.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of glanced at it, and then I saw that there was all this food inside of a box, and then I thought, okay, I have to come back to this and read it after. And now I feel like I need to have McDonald's for lunch so I can get one of these adult Happy Meal things.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that tomorrow, I think. It's available on mobile order. So if you mobile order stuff on McDonald's, it is on there. I checked. I tried last night. I mean, I wasn't going to go and get it last night, but I wanted to check. Brian was saying, I think Fraser's Brian. I could just double check my thing, but it's fine. Brian was saying that the lines were real long at all the McDonald's when this first released.
Really?
So, yeah. I mean, there's no line at the McDonald's. I drive by McDonald's like almost every day on the way to work. So I'm like, well, I don't see any line there. So, maybe it's just not as popular up where I am, or just they don't care about it at the McDonald's that I drive past. But I kind of want this, like, Hamburglar with four eyes.
Or the Grimace.
They have Grimace, the Hamburglar, and Birdie, and then like some weird clay man, which I'm assuming is related to this cactus plant flea market thing. But yeah, I like the McDonald Land characters. And I hope they do another run with like Officer Big Mac and Mayor McCheese and I don't know the what's other Ronald McDonald and Mac Tonight and
dude, you're on a roll. Keep going.
Oh, there's not that many. Sunday Robert Sunday Ronald Fettuccine. McDonald's
no Robert Sunday Fettuccine.
Is, yeah, Robert Fettuccine and Ronald McDonald's dog is named Sunday. There's the there's a pirate one. I don't know what the pirate's one name is. There's like a pirate burglar, like a, instead of like the Hamburglar who steals hamburgers, he steals Filet-O-Fishes. He's like, and he's a pirate, and he has a name that I don't know. So
that's funny.
I don't think there's many other McDonald's Land characters. There's the there's Grimace's uncle, Uncle O'Grimacy.
Is that legit?
Yeah, Uncle O'Grimacy is for the Shamrock Shake.
Oh, like,
oh, I had no idea.
Right? Yeah, today I learned.
So I believe like the backstory of Grimace is like kind of like anthropomorphic milkshake.
Wait, what?
Or he's an alien. I don't know. I but then there's Uncle O'Grimacy who's for the Shamrock Shake. I could be making that up. Or I, you know, that's like a story you hear in school. But yeah.
Okay, look, I had to quickly Google it. Okay. Apparently, in a McDonald's commercial from 1972, Ronald McDonald pays a visit to Evil Grimace, his shapeless four-armed adversary. Evil Grimace lived in a cave and had stolen all of the cups from McDonald Land, which meant that no one could have any milkshakes or Coca-Cola.
Oh, darn Grimace. And now Grimace is like that, like has morphed into kind of like Ronald McDonald's friend. He's not like he's not like a mean old guy.
One had like six arms.
Well, it goes with the four eyes that this one and the toys have. You know, I'm just gonna just stay with my idea that he's an anthropomorphic milkshake that's purple. They didn't
this
have purple
is crazy.
Milkshakes. But, the fourth toy is the Cactus Buddy. Who I'm assuming is some sort of mascot for the cactus plant flea market clothing.
Which, by the way, has a striking resemblance to Sackboy from Little Big Planet.
I don't know, Soulja Boy?
No, search Sackboy from Little Big Planet.
Oh, I've seen
minus
these before.
The extra
I've seen
two
people
eyes,
have, like,
yeah.
crocheted like them before, like... I used to see him, like, on backpacks and stuff, like a little
crocheted. Oh, I've always wanted a crocheted sack boy.
He's just like a boy made out of a sack.
Yeah. Little Big Planet was, like, such a fun series of games on the PlayStation. If anybody out there ever played Little Big Planet, please leave a comment in the post for this episode. Little Big Planet was such a great franchise. Honestly, I've been wanting to get a PS5 just to play the new adventure that they made for him on PS5. But the PS5 seems to be this mythical machine that is seen less than Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And so I have tried and have not been successful at finding one. So, dear Santa.
Right.
Santa Claus.
By the way, did you guys see the post that I put up on Discord? Or maybe it was on Instagram. I don't remember where I posted it. But did you guys see the little golden book that I got?
Ho, ho, ho.
I may have missed it.
I may have just posted it on mine, not on the Podcateers account. But little golden books have been a staple, like, for years, right? Since we were children. And there's always been, like, Disney little golden books. But I got into, like, collecting them again a few years back when the Haunted Mansion little golden book was released. And so at that point, I had seen that they had, like, the Space Mountain one and, like, It's a Small World and, you know, a bunch of, like, Disney attractions and Disneyland-themed ones. And I thought, okay, I have to get this, right? Like, mm-hmm. the Little Man of Disneyland is one of, like, the best little golden books that has ever existed, right? And so there was a new book by Ethan Reed, and it is called Santa Stops at Disneyland.
Aww,
and
that's
I guess
cute.
The book, yeah. So the book, I think, is something that he wrote for his, like, his kids, and then he adapted it into this little golden book. And I love it because, one, it's got Santa, it's got Christmas, right? I love Christmas.
Yeah, that's you.
So I love Christmas. I love Disneyland, and I love little golden books. And so this was like a no-brainer for me. So I purchased like 3 or 4 of them to give out during Christmas, like, to some of the kids in the family. So I thought it was a super cool book. So, Ethan, I don't know if you listen to the podcast or not, but hey, the book is awesome. I love the story. It's super cute. If you are a collector of little golden books, or if you also love Christmas and Disneyland, Santa Stops at Disneyland, great read.
I like the part when Santa, like, goes and gives Sal a present, and then he gives, like, you know,
that's in part two.
Ghost a present.
No, that's in part two. That's in part two.
DJ
that's not in
Rex
this one.
A present. And,
yeah.
And then he,
no.
And then he
not
gives
not in,
Asimo a present.
Yeah, no, not in this one. That's in part two.
And
that's
he
in part
gives,
two.
Who else is weird? Roger Rabbit present. And
welcome back to Andrew's list of characters in just a moment.
The collector gets a present.
Oh, the collector's just gonna take everyone's presents.
Yeah.
Patrick, your flight attendant for today, he gets a present.
I had a hankering for lobster.
Mr. Potato Head, I don't know. I'm trying to think of weird animatronics or something.
Oh,
Sal's not an animatronic.
He loses
Sal needs an animatronic. Anyway, part two. Okay, what's his name? Nick? Nick, write me a part two,
Ethan.
Would you? Oh, I'm sorry. Ethan, not Nick. Ethan. I mean, if there's somebody that's out there that's named Nick that wants to do it too, that's fine. But
yeah,
Ethan's
it could be a Nick.
Blessing.
Yeah.
Get Ethan's blessing first to write the Santa gives Sal a present.
Or we could write one under the pen name Bob Fettuccini.
Oh.
Roberto Fettuccini. Well, I got this in the mail. I can show you my thing I got in the mail. I got Country Bear plushes from Amazon. These
that
are cool.
Is super
They're
cool.
They're cool looking.
It's a big box. Everything's branded for Walt Disney World 50th, but that's okay. You get Henry and Big Al. And, sorry, I dropped a box. And Trixie.
That's it, it's not worth as much on eBay anymore.
Right?
Well, yes. I'm going to open it. I just got it today, so I haven't opened the box yet because I'll pull them out of the box. Well, I don't know. They might get dusty because they're plush. But Big Al is pretty big, and I like him. And I like Henry, and he's got his little raccoon hat.
Oh, cool.
So, yes, they have. They also have, like, I think it was like a Big Thunder Mountain, like, Mickey Mouse plush set. So it had, like, Mickey, Goofy, Donald, like, 5 of them. Thunder Mountain. You got to check Amazon every once in a while in the Disney section, because they'll just have, like, random stuff on there that people want to buy. People like me like to buy random merchandise.
That's cool. How much was it?
I think it was $60.
Oh, that's not bad.
Something like that for 3 plush and a nice little box. And what's fun is, like, the outer box, the, like, shipping box, is also themed to the Country Bears. So it has, like, it's Walt Disney World 50th, and it has guitars on it and stuff. The shipping box that it came into. So it was in, like, and then it's wrapped in paper and real nice. So there's fun stuff out there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
There's some good merch out there, man. I just saw there's a new Haunted Mansion chess set available. But, I mean, it's already special enough because it's Haunted Mansion, right?
Right.
But they kicked it up a notch, and they made it glow in the dark.
Nice. I wish I knew how to play chess.
You can just look at it.
Yeah, I'm sure, but I mean,
it's not that hard. I mean, we can get one of those free chess, like, Switch games and play online against each other. It's, like, super easy to learn.
All right, I'm looking at the chess set now. I'm trying to see which characters are which position.
Who's
so
the
it looks
queen?
Like, so Madame Leota is the queen.
Yes, thank you.
And then
you.
The Hatbox Ghost is the king. And then they're hard to tell.
That's all that matters.
Like,
it's all
the
good.
The Bat Stanchion, I think, is one of the knights.
No, the Bat Stanchion. So there's Bat Stanchion and Ravens, and those are both the
pawns.
There's like two different pawns. And then there's...
Oh, right.
There's, no, it looks like...
The Raven is the knight or the rook, one of the two. I don't remember.
Well, on this one I'm looking, they're all in the front row, and the front row's all pawns. And then there's the knight that holds his head in the graveyard is the knight.
Oh, the knight, Silas, yeah. The groundskeeper is the rook.
And then the bishop is
the hitchhiking
I can't
ghost.
Tell. Oh, is it the all three of them? Is that why you can't tell what it is? Because it's all three of them mashed together.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're the bishop. Yeah, this is super cool. I want this. Like, yeah.
Oh, it doesn't. Hazen, I think I want to correct you. At least the one I'm looking at, it doesn't glow in the dark. It lights up.
It lights up or something, right?
The whole board like is lit, and then all of the pieces are resin, so they are like they glow cool.
That's cool.
And
but,
the box looks like it's like a leather bound book.
But I think it's like, I think you can recharge it with USB or something like that.
Yeah. I was looking at what the pieces that come in the box.
Yeah.
16 blue, 16 white, one USB cable, one light
up chessboard. I don't even care whether it, I mean, it's actually better if it lights up that way because, I mean, not everybody has a black light or anything that's going to make something glow, right?
Right.
Like, so... having the ability to just flip a switch and then it lights up and it looks super cool, I think is awesome. It's got a $100 price tag. I will say that. It is a little steep, but for a collectible, like, I know we talk about how when it comes to a collectible, it's worth as much as you're willing to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is something I might be willing to pay for. Like, I like this enough that I think I would get this.
The box itself or what it comes in is really nice, and the details on it, I'd say it's definitely worth the 100. I mean, I've seen stuff like the indie voodoo doll go for 130, and that's not worth it. This is because it's the way that everything's lit up, it looks nice. So there's a little bit more, you get more for your money, so hey.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. It looks really good.
Yeah. I mean, there's been some weird merch as of late. I don't know. I was looking through stuff and there's like a weird Pirates of the Caribbean shirt. I mean, of the other weird Pirates of the Caribbean shirts that have been out there. So I don't know. It just seems like their merch has been, some has been really good. Like Melissa got the skull,
yes.
The Jolly Roger skull. And this, there's been a lot of good Haunted Mansion stuff. Haunted Mansion cheese board, which I think is the silliest thing that you can buy. but then, like, there's like the weird like Pirates of the Caribbean shirts that they have, and it's really a toss up because some of the stuff's really good, some of the stuff's really interesting to say the least.
Wonky,
we'll just say wonky.
It's a choice. It's a choice.
I think that's a really great word to describe them. That pirate shirt that you sent was something special.
So I'll just go through this real quick. So I saw somebody post, I think it was on Reddit, this Pirates of the Caribbean shirt that is, it's a Duck Dynasty shirt. So it's not technically a Pirates of the Caribbean shirt. It says Fear the Beards, and there's the four skulls, and they have beards and pirate hats on, and one of them has glasses. And then it says, there be trouble, Jack. And so we did some sleuthing, and it looks like this shirt is just like a wholesale shirt from some place that sells shirts to like truck stops and military bases and stuff that Disney just bought. They must have just not had enough Pirates of the Caribbean shirts, so they bought this weird Duck Dynasty pirate shirt and put it in Pieces of Eight at Disneyland. So it's like I said, it's a toss up. There's some good stuff, there's some interesting stuff, wonky stuff. So I guess they didn't have enough t-shirts to sell, so they had to buy this one from some weird wholesale thing. I mean, just take a picture of, you know, I mean, I'd rather have the one where they took a picture of just the guys in the cage and put bleach on it. Like,
right?
No. I didn't like that one either, but.
No.
No. That's, I would just rather not buy a shirt.
You know what? Why not?
Right.
Yeah.
Walk on in, walk right out.
Exactly.
If you guys need help designing shirts, we all can help. We got good ideas. Mm-hmm. We you know what? Pirate shirt, we can come up. Let's just come up with a shirt right now. I don't know. Dog holding the key. And then I don't know. There's something. There you go. That's the whole shirt. Dog with a key, and that's it.
You could do a shirt with just doubloons and have the gold shine, and that's it. I mean,
there's a skull, and it says "There be squalls ahead."
Yeah, and that's the whole shirt.
Yep.
Simple, not beards.
Yeah, you could have a pirate font and just do any of the quotes from the attraction that are popular, and that could be a shirt.
Carlos, don't be cheeky.
Exactly. Look, 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 look.
Look, look, look.
Yeah.
I've been studying me map.
I wonder if that shirt, the Duck Dynasty one, if it's exactly the same as it was before, and it was meant to, like, represent Duck Dynasty, like, in a, like, a parody with the pirates, then I'm so glad that they jumped on the fact that Duck Dynasty is just so popular these days with the kids. So that's a plus.
Oh, yeah, you know, 2022, everybody just has duck fever.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're love talking about Uncle Si or whatever his name is. I don't know. And Jim Bob. I don't know. Duck Dynasty.
Ducky McQuacker.
Is that channel even around anymore? I don't know what channel Duck Dynasty was on.
No idea.
But yeah, everybody, you know, the TikTok dances to like the Duck Dynasty theme song and, you know, how to grow your beard videos on TikTok. Like, everybody loves Duck Dynasty.
Yeah. This is a really.
So I mean, it's understandable to get on that bandwagon.
Yeah, it's so popular. Yeah, it's just such an interesting choice for them to do that. You know, they have so many talented artists at their disposal that, you know, not that, look, honestly, I think the design in general, I think it's really well drawn. I think that the artist that made it did a fantastic job of depicting the characters, you know, as pirates and everything. But it just, for the purpose of selling a Disney product, it doesn't look like, I don't know, I just.
It also doesn't just make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. And if it's meant to be a parody, Disney doesn't need Duck Dynasty kind of style to do that. It's like, I don't know.
We're going to go in Cars Land and just find some like American Pickers t-shirts or something like.
Yeah.
Top Gear now at California Adventure.
Frank and Mike are at it again.
You're going to see, now that Universal is redoing everything, Nintendo and all that stuff, they're going to get rid of Fast and the Furious, and they're going to bring that to Cars Land. It's all about family. Ka-chow.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, they already got Vin Diesel in another part of the park. Just put him next to, you know, just have another Vin Diesel. That's fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, can I
right
pivot?
Right next to each other, too.
Can I pivot to a Vin Diesel thing that I saw that I thought, like,
sure.
Oh, my damn, if this is true, this is sad. I mean, there's already been some speculation, but so someone, I think it was on TikTok or Reddit. I don't remember. It was one of the two, but it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and this thing came up. They had a theory that the color of the Guardians of the Galaxy logo for the title, the color used represents the person that dies in that film. In the first one, the Guardians of the Galaxy was brown and Groot died. In the second one, it was blue and Yondu died. And the third one is like also a brownish color, which could represent that
so
Rocket
Groot.
Dies.
I'm just kidding. No.
Well,
more
no.
Of gray. Yeah,
I mean,
well, it is. I'm looking at him now. It is kind of like a gray, and it does have like little white streaks in it. It looks more like metal to me.
But
like
that is a good theory, though, to think about.
Yeah.
But what about the holiday special?
I mean,
it's red and green.
That means the holiday
the Grinch.
Died.
The Christmas died.
There was,
wow.
I don't know. It's honestly, it's an interesting theory. And I think the fact that there has been speculation that Rocket does die in this one.
Riley
James
Cooper.
Gunn has actually gone on record as saying that the franchise of the Guardians that we know now will never be the same after this. That this is the end of the line for
of
this
course.
Specific team. And there has been a tease for one of the members dying in the next film.
Well, and we already know Bradley Cooper is done.
Right.
Like,
so
he's said, I don't want to do this anymore because he wants to direct and things like that. So he doesn't want to just bust out a weird New Jersey voice anymore.
Yeah.
So it would be, you know, fitting that instead of replacing him, they kind of just get the character, you know, give the character a good farewell. And then another character can step in and Groot can have an, you know. I don't know. I guess we'll see. We have a little while to wait for that one, but we'll see.
Yeah. Sorry I pivoted super hard on that one, but we said Vin Diesel and it reminded me of Groot and this
but
whole like
theory. But do your hands scan.
Mine don't.
But yours do.
Yeah, mine don't. But
I don't
yours
know.
Do. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
And then he's dead. So I mean, but everybody is alive in Avengers Campus. It's okay. But
kinda.
He'll live on forever.
Kinda.
Their memory, I guess.
Oh. Oof. It's a memory. Ooh. They're holograms. Except for Hulk.
It all took place in a child's mind.
Hey, speaking of which, that's a great transition. Mel.
Oh.
We haven't heard from you playing Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Are you saying Mel's mind is that of a child?
Well, it is. It could be.
That's the intro. If you watch the intro to the game, like I even posted this in the very first video on the YouTube channel, right? Because I was doing the playthrough and the whole thing is like you go to this valley and you see this place mm-hmm. that you remember from long before. And then you sit down and apparently you fall asleep and then it's like you're in Dreamlight Valley, right? So it
right.
the whole thing is possibly just a dream. And so it's a child's dream that now you're an adult and now they don't remember you. It's basically Finding Neverland.
Pretty much. Dude.
Wait, I think you got the wrong movie. Finding Neverland's about the writing of the
Oh,
book.
That's right. No, I'm talking about the Winnie the
you're
Pooh one.
You're talking about Never.
No. Which was the Winnie the Pooh one?
We're tired.
Oh, you're talking about Christopher Robin.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, geez. That's how you know
scratch
it's late.
Scratch everything.
No, I'm leaving it all in. I'm leaving it in.
All right.
This is how you know it's late. This is how you know we're tired. We can't even remember a basic movie premise. So, yes, we're basically playing
it's
Christopher Robin come to life in a video game because you're an adult
right?
coming back into your childhood memories and toys and all that stuff. And I don't know what I'm saying. Mel, have you been playing? It sounds like you've been having fun.
Well, first thing was the first comment I sent you guys was, I can't believe I played for 3 hours straight. Mm-hmm. Did not expect that, because you know how when you play a game, it's like, okay, you're getting used to the controls and you're getting used to everything and the camera and what you have to do. So it's like, all right, you know, it's going to take a while, whatever. No, it's like, all right, you already have a garden. All right, you're already here. All right, keep going. You're already at level 10. Mm-hmm. Just like that. I'm like, All right, so I found a game that could knock me off Animal Crossing, apparently. I didn't know that was going to be it. But it's so much fun. Like, you, I know it's you told us that it's fun. You guys have been talking about it. But when you start playing, you're like, okay, yes, yes, it is. Yes, you could do this. And your soul just gets sucked into it and you're done. Mm-hmm. Because all you want to do on your off time is you want to go ahead and play. But, I mean, I really liked how the game is actually pretty easy, I want to say, to, like, guiding around to doing whatever you're doing. And I really, really like that you can unlock lands, different lands, not in order. So that's the mm-hmm. coolest part. And I remember you guys talking about that. And I liked it. I was like, oh, I went this direction. I don't know why. But I wanted to spend more coins over here. I was like, eh, whatever. But it's so much fun. And the one thing I really appreciated, too, is that I didn't get the, you know how there's three bundles, right? Mm-hmm. Or three packs. And I didn't get the top one. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I could do without it. Not a big deal. So I got the deluxe. And I'm really content with what I have or what I got. Having to do that, having to play, having to try to catch up, it's cool. And from what I understand, right now there's a cap on levels. So I think you could reach only, what, 40?
Mm-hmm.
I think right
for
now.
For your character.
Yeah. This gets me excited because I will finally be at that cap like everybody else. Not like Pokemon Go where I'm stuck at 35 forever. So I'm excited. I mean, I'm guessing what? By the end of this month, I'll probably be 20? Level 20 maybe at this rate?
It might
25,
happen sooner.
Who knows?
It'll. Yeah. It might happen.
By the end of the month?
I give it the end of
the
week.
It'll happen sooner. I'm trying to figure out what my level is. I don't know how to find that.
I think I'm level 30. Oh,
but anyway. I think I'm like 26, if I remember correctly. And I don't know how long I've been playing. I guess since we got back from the expo. So like less, just under a month I've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be all right.
So I've been playing because I've been recording stuff to post to YouTube. And so I've been playing in like bursts, right? And the only thing that has kind of bogged me down when it comes to like posting is that the game crashes. And so I have to start
Yeah, it does.
Over. So it that bogs me down because then I have to go in and I have to like edit everything, you know, properly so that it seems seamless. And other than that, I've been playing. Whenever I play that when I'm not recording, I ultimately decided that I'm going to use that time to harvest, to mine, to do like all the tedious things
mm-hmm.
that you normally don't like to do, right? So right now, the biggest thing that I'm dealing with is I have a 400 pumpkin patch that, you know, I try to grow every so often, and I was going to make a video about how to make like a million star coins and how many harvests it takes to do it with as many pumpkins as I have it. So I'm probably still going to do that. It's going to be a short video, but I thought that would be kind of fun. But
yeah,
I record
be helpful.
Yeah, like I record the main missions and the main quests when I'm playing. But then the fishing, planting, harvesting, all that stuff I try to do when I'm not recording so that I have coins and everything and I have the plants that I need. I recently started getting into the cooking of all the items to try to collect all of the recipes. But out of everything, I think I have a good amount of missions going for all the characters because the majority of them are 10, like level 10 already. But I haven't unlocked Elsa and Anna yet. So those are the two big ones that I haven't done. But then again, I stopped playing because I had gone back to edit out a bunch of the content that I'm going to be posting to YouTube. So I'm itching to get back in, like to do more actual mission stuff because it's just, it's so fun. That 3 hours will easily turn into six.
Yep. Easily. Especially like if you have nothing to do and you just sit and just play and just, you just get involved. Not involved. Invested in it. And you just want to keep going. And, right? So, and then I learned the hard way that, oh, things do change at Scrooge's store. So it's like, oh, I missed out on a couple of things. I hope
like
they come back.
Nook's
it's
cranny.
Just like Nook's Cranny. Yeah.
Yes. And every day. What better
Scrooge McDuck is a crook, just like Tom Nook.
That's right.
Yep, I there agree.
Once he's got Huey, Dewey, and or Louie doing his bidding, I'll know that he's been talking to Tom Nook. The same way that Tom has Timothy and Jimothy doing like his bidding, I know that Huey, Dewey, and or Louie are going to come and help out with the selling.
The only thing I wish we could do is I wish we could send each other stuff.
I think that's coming.
One thing I wish we could do.
I think that's coming. Yeah. They've talked. So I've been like keeping up with a lot of the messaging and the tweets and like their Discord and stuff.
Replies?
And, yeah. Like multiplayer is going to be enabled next year. So we will be able to either send each other stuff or visit each other's, I don't know what they're like each other's valleys and stuff like that, because the whole goal is for you to be able to dress up the valley that you live in the same way that you would like an Animal Crossing island. So not everybody's is going to look the same, right? Like I've seen pictures of certain people's valleys where the entire area where like Goofy and the pond and all that stuff is, they moved everything out and that entire section is nothing but crops, right? Or I've seen like other people set up what they call like Harvest Row or something like that. And they basically have two of every tree and plant and everything just lined up on one entire row so that they start on one end and they run down and all they do is pick like all the way down. So,
nice.
Like, some people are getting really creative with their islands, and I think that's going to be the next, like, fun stage. Like, first reaching all the levels, getting all the tasks out of the way, and then slowly they'll release more characters, they'll release more lands, they'll release, like, new doors in the castle, right? And then on top of that, they'll raise the level. I'm pretty sure we'll be okay because Pokemon Go, like you said, went to level 40 and stayed there for, like, 4 years or whatever it was before they finally let you get up to level 50, you know? So
yeah,
I see a long life for this game, especially when Andrew talked about how, what is it? Disney Magic Kingdoms. When you talked about that game and that they're the same developer and how long you've been playing and how often they update, man, that just made me so optimistic about having this game just remain fun for a really long time.
Yeah, and there's so many possibilities now. I mean, that's another thing. I like how, well, I don't even know as much, but as of now, like a villain is on the same team as you are. But that's not bad. I like it. I really do. Because usually you're fighting the villains. So, I mean, if I could make friends with Maleficent, yay.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I really like it. Like, blew my mind. So, if you haven't played it, guys, if you were thinking about it, just do it. You could even get the lowest bundle. You could get that. Still have an awesome gameplay, which is cool. Which is really, really cool.
Yeah. The bundles only just give you a bunch of extra stuff.
Yeah.
And like the moon, you're like, here's all these moon coins. They don't do anything.
Not yet. Well, they don't do anything yet.
Not yet.
As of now, they don't do anything. And then you get a bunch of furniture, which the furniture was helpful in the, like, Scrooge missions where he's like, all right, put 10 things out in this land. I'm like, all right, well, I got 10 things.
Can I give you a tip about those? Because that's going to come up several times. You don't need actual furniture.
Yeah.
If you go...
No, you just need stuff.
You could do plants. Right? So if you go into the furniture section and you put a rock or a tree... Or any of those items that are free that you don't need to buy, it counts as decorating that area. So you don't need to actually buy furniture. You don't need to craft anything. Just go into your furniture menu and select a tree or a rock or whatever it is. That will be enough to get the task done.
Nice.
Gotcha. Well, I can I put all the furniture down, and then I picked it all back up. I'm like, I don't need a couch in the middle of here.
No, you don't. And you could do the same thing with the trees and the rocks and stuff. You don't even have to run around. You could place them all in a circle just to get the task done, and then you can remove them all so that they're not in the way.
That would have been helpful. You know what? I still had all the furniture, so it wasn't a big deal. All I did was put it down and picked it back up again. That also, here's a tip for anybody. I don't even remember some YouTube videos watching because my Google like predictive thing, I type in D and it's like Dreamlight Valley. And I'm like, yes, I know I'm looking for Dreamlight Valley something, like where to get mushrooms or whatever. So a couple of tips that I've learned when you're doing your farming, if you have like a big farm of stuff.
I do.
Get one of your little farming buddies. You know, you can have one of the characters be like your farming buddy or whatever they call it. Companion, I think. I don't know. Whatever it is. The character that has like the gardening thing where you get extra gardening stuff. Stick them in like a fenced in pen. So just like build a 3-sided fence and then walk in there and then wait for them to follow you in there and then go back out and close the fence. when you do that, then you can harvest all of your stuff, and what happens is they don't get in your way when you're gathering everything up, and they also don't release the extra ones when they're stuck in there. So you don't have to like stop gathering your stuff to go pick up the blue things before they run out, because if not, then you have to pick them up individually. So once you do that, you're all done gardening, whatever, you picked everything up, release them from their pen, and they come out, and then all of the extra ones that they ever picked up, quote unquote picked up, they all come out in one giant burst, and it's like the funniest thing to see.
That's cool. Wait, you're blowing my mind. Because one of the things I hate the most is when they get in my way, when the fountain of whatever you're harvesting happens, and you have to go and you have to very quickly pull it out of the ground, right? I call it the fire
up, and they're like, you wanted to talk to me, right?
And it, okay, so if I lock them up, they won't release anything until I let them out?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to have to try that too. Because what you were describing too, the ones when they spread out, and then you have like the ticking clock happening. It's like,
when they're red.
Yes.
The ones where they're red are make me grumpy because I can never get up in time. If you do it on certain things, then it'll give you a free chest.
Yeah.
But not the gardening ones, which is weird.
Have you noticed that the time doesn't coincide with the music that it's playing that's counting down? Like they disappear before that like elevated music ends?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like it gives you anxiety for no reason.
Yeah. Like I can never collect. I think only once have I been able to collect everything in an open area that gave me the chest. Like every other time I can never get them because they disappear before the timer or the music that's supposed to be the timer runs out.
Yep.
It's like harder with the when you're harvesting stuff too, because they won't land in the like garden area. So like if your garden area is big, they'll go on the outside of that, and it's very annoying because it's like all far away. Mm-hmm. My other tip was that use this if you will, if you feel bad about it, whatever, I don't care, I did it. You can move your little wishing wells around. and you can move the wishing wells into the areas that you cannot get into. So there's like chests and stuff over there. But the reason I found out about this was gathering mushrooms for some of the tasks. They were just not populating anymore. And so I looked it up and they said, well, you can try restarting the game. You could try this, da 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 da. They should, you know, every couple of hours. And I'd waited 2 days for these mushrooms to show up and nothing happened. So I, you know, last ditch effort, go move your wishing well over there and gather up all the mushrooms over there. And so I did. And then, lo and behold, more mushrooms started growing. So there's this game is definitely full of bugs.
Yeah.
We're in the like development phase still, the beta. So hopefully these will be ironed out. And it was funny, Hazen. You were saying your game was crashing all the time, and I'd never had the game crash until after we talked last time.
Oh, no.
Ten times. Yeah. Like, I think it was listening or something. I had never had it crash, and it's like, now it's crashing, like, all the time.
It's annoying, and it's, like, whenever all the pumpkins, and I mean, it's kind of my doing in a way, right, because I'm overpressing the game. Like, it's just exhausting it to the point where it's yelling at me, like, why are you trying to grow 400 pumpkins in the same area? You're breaking me. Ah, crash. Right? But, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm trying to make that money, you know? I'm trying to keep Scrooge in business.
Exactly.
I'm trying to keep the valley up and running, so I'm trying to make as much star
coins. Somebody's got to pay for stuff here. Yeah. Nobody else pays for anything.
Right.
When I was on an island with a bunch of anthropomorphic animals, like, people said thank you every so often, but they just kind of took me for granted. All they wanted was more items and more stuff on the island, and now I'm in the valley. No longer on an island. I'm in the valley now, and these residents of the valley seem to be more appreciative than the animals on that island.
Yeah, we're in the valley now, and we're going to get us a new star.
What kind of star?
S. Scrooge McDuck star, and he's going to sell, like, beds and like fireplaces made out of trees and watches and Mickey's picture you can hang on the wall and skirts.
Yeah. Scrooge McDuck is cool. He swims through money.
Telephone. Yeah, money bin. I love the money bin. We should get a money bin.
We should get a money bin. We could swim through it, just like Scrooge.
What does Scrooge have in his store right now? Scrooge has a table that's shaped like an eyeball and a tiki torch.
Wait, are you playing right now?
Lamp. Yeah.
Sir, how dare you?
I know, we're over here like we want to play, but we're going to be waiting.
Well, it's a switch. Like, you could just set it on your desk.
Specific about what's in Scrooge's store right now.
And I'm red Mike Wazowski backpack.
That's funny. Well, super fun.
Fine,
game.
I'll stop playing. We talk about this game too many times.
But it's so fun. It's okay. I mean,
it's fun.
Hey, it's Disney related. It's all fair game. hey, you know how last week we were talking about the different things you could plant and then harvest? So we were having a conversation, you know, off the podcast that Andrew had found, like, this table of, like, what to plant and where to get it and how long it takes. But I didn't get the link, and I wanted to send a shout-out to FGP member Drew because he sent me a spreadsheet that was set up. Okay, so I started making my own spreadsheet, and I started keeping track of how long each thing took, and I started gathering information on where to get it and what the best ones to harvest when you're first starting, you know, which places you want to unlock first in order to maximize the amount of star coins you get going into the game. And then Drew sent me this spreadsheet that was just so well made that I thought, well, I don't have to do this anymore. This is perfect.
Right?
So nice. I think I'm just going to take the screenshot. I'll post it in our gaming channel so anybody that's interested can just go check the Discord and they can see the spreadsheet of stuff. But it's super useful. I mean, I'm up to, like, okra is really great to start, and then onions are the next best. Wait, it's
they
canola.
Are awesome.
Yeah, it's okra, canola, yeah. Onions, and then pumpkins. Like, in that order are the best ones. You do give up a little bit when you do things like the pumpkins, because not only do they take 4 hours in order for you to be able to harvest them, but they also require you to water them twice, right? There's some items
like
that
onions.
You only have to water once. Yeah, there's some things that you only have to water once, and some things take like an hour. Like the okra takes, I think, like an hour and a half, 90 minutes or something like that. But the pumpkins take 4 hours, and you have to water them twice. So you give up a little bit, and if you're able to check your game out, you know, a couple times a day, then you're able to harvest like really big, like really big harvests at a time. But if you're able to play consistently, you might want to go with something like the okra, which happens really quickly, and you can replenish really quickly because you get like 3 okra per. You know, so if you're going to be playing 3 or 4 hours, go with that and then plant your pumpkins and then, you know, do your pumpkins. But, you know, it's up to you. That's the great thing about this game, that not everybody has to play it in the exact same order. And, like, I think the three of us have started playing and we've all taken a totally different route in the game so far.
Yeah, I think we have.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the game.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, before we move on, I do want to remind you that this episode of Podcateers is brought to you by a fantastic group of listeners known as the FGP Squad, our podcast for your godparents, because it is their support via Patreon that helped make these episodes of Podcateers possible. If you want more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we recommend that you head over to podcateers.com/FGP for more information. There you will find a list of some of our top contributors, a little bit about the FGP Squad, a link to our Patreon if you would like to support us in that way. But being part of the FGP Squad family gets you some additional perks, like access to our happy hour calls, access to additional content on Patreon, random giveaways, discount codes, some first dibs at new Podcateers gear, a special section of the Discord server, all sorts of stuff. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. You can reach out on Instagram or sign up and join us on Discord, which is also super simple. You go to podcateers.com/433. You can click on the Discord logo in that post. You can also go to our Instagram bio, and we have a pinned IG story that has a link to our Discord server as well. So again, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. And of course, to all of the members of the FGP Squad family, we just want to send a huge thank you for your continued support.
All right. And this week, we're thinking on the wheel. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Bep. Anitza! Thank you, FGP Whoa! Member Anitza. Woohoo! You're so cool.
She is.
I don't have a topical thing. You're cooler than Dreamlight Valley. You're so cool. You know, cooler than a bunch of pumpkins on Dreamlight Valley. I don't know. Thank you for being an FGP Squad member and helping us out and being so cool and awesome and friggin' tight. I don't know.
Listen, I'm so enamored with Disney Dreamlight Valley right now that there are not many things that I would say are better than Disney Dreamlight Valley. But I've known Anitza for a really long time, and I will vouch for that. She is cooler than Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Good job. So thank you, Anitza, and everybody. And if you want to join and be like Anitza and be so super cool, do a Hazen set in the earlier part where I was playing the game instead of listening. But yeah, do that.
You got caught. It's so funny. Hey, so big news this last week coming from the world of Marvel and the MCU. We got an announcement from our dear, dear friend, Ryan Reynolds, via Instagram, obviously, because we don't actually know him. But he posted on Instagram this cool video where he was talking mm-hmm. about bringing Deadpool to the MCU and how he was, you know, he wanted it to be special. It was going to be his first time around and he didn't know what to do. And that after thinking about it and pouring himself some aviation gin, which just happens to be his brand, you know, that's his company. He came up with nothing until the end of the video where he says, we did have one idea. And he just happens to ask Hugh Jackman if he wants to play Wolverine one more time. And Hugh Jackman says, yeah, sure, Ryan. Sure.
Just like that.
Just like that.
That is a Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
No? That's a well, Hugh Jackman.
We'll always love Hugh.
Huge. Huge. A huge Ackman.
So
Hugh Jackman.
Listen, this is something.
That's a Disney movie now.
It is. It is. This is something that I think we've been wanting in the MCU for a really long time. It has a release mm-hmm. date, September 2024. And, you know, as happy as I was that this announcement happened, Disney, y'all know you had a convention where you could have played this trailer for us, right?
Just well, you yes, know what? We were saying this. Like, that would have been the perfect stage for him to do that.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. And he acknowledged it. So, you know what? Kudos to him for that. Because I think he kind of knew. I think he read our minds that this is what we wanted. We put it out there in the universe. It didn't happen. But kind of? In the video?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I mean, I know you want to keep some things a surprise and stuff like that, but how long was D23? It was 2 weeks ago, right? Just about?
No.
3 weeks now?
No. Three.
It's about 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
It was the 10th. I mean, it was the 9th.
The 9th,
11th.
Yeah. Yeah.
So okay. It's been almost a month.
Almost a month. And we got this amazing announcement about bringing Deadpool into the MCU. Don't get me wrong. I'm super happy. And the fact that they're bringing Hugh Jackman in to play Wolverine, I think is going to be great.
Huge
I think
Jackman.
They both play those characters really well. And it'll be a really great way, especially for Hugh Jackman, to say goodbye to the Wolverine character, you know, in the MCU
yeah.
where really he's always belonged, mm-hmm. right? But this is a D23 announcement. Like this... And then we get this amazing trailer for Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
Again. D23, like Ryan Coogler was there. Like, I don't know if the people in attendance got to see this trailer. It could be that the people in attendance got to see this trailer. Not a lot went out during that presentation. Some people were saying that they were leaking footage, but, you know, most of it was fake. So it very well could be that the people in attendance saw this trailer. But if it's not, this is the trailer that should have debuted at D23. D23 was the premier place to premiere this mm-hmm. trailer and the Deadpool announcement. So I'm a little confused as to why it didn't happen. But I'm so mixed because I'm just so damn happy that they're both happening, right?
We're like, we forgive you.
Well, I don't forgive them. I don't know about that.
Try.
But I'm gonna live with it. Is what I'm gonna say.
These aren't the only two like announcements that have come out since D23 that have been like
no.
fairly large announcements. So it's very confusing. Where at the Expo we felt like. Well, there wasn't a ton of stuff. Like, yeah,
that's
there was
true.
Some stuff, but there isn't a ton of stuff. And then in the 4 weeks since the expo, they're like, oh yeah, there's gonna be a Figment movie, and there's like all this other stuff. Like,
yeah,
what? Like, were they not prepared? It was 3 years, not enough time to prepare for this expo, and or did they just forget to do their homework and left it to the night before?
It seems like
we're
it,
like,
right?
Oh yeah, there's an expo tomorrow.
Yeah.
It seems like it. I mean, that was a lot of money spent for a lot of, hey, remember what we told you back in 2019 news?
Mm-hmm.
That still maybe might happen. Yeah. And maybe one day we might do something else.
And maybe one day we might do this other thing. for this other property Maybe. That's really popular. But we're not saying it's going to happen.
Maybe in the future.
Might.
We just thought about it once, yeah. and we wrote it down in a notebook, and we thought we should tell you about it.
And then we have this really cool Mumford & Sons theme song for the fireworks show.
I haven't listened to it yet. I'm just guessing it sounds like that.
Very close. Very close. Except without Sorry. That. Yeah, it doesn't have that.
Oh, it doesn't get that high.
No,
and
it
like,
doesn't. No. You should hear it. No.
It just kind of.
Yeah. I don't. Look, I don't have anything against it. I just. It like I think I mentioned that when I heard it, it's very folksy. I think as a song on its own, I think it's a fine song. I just don't know how well it's going to work with the fireworks, given how the pageantry of the fireworks functions. But I could be wrong. Maybe they set it up in such a way that it's just going to sink so well that, like hook, line, and sinker, I'm going to be crying on Main Street. You know, who knows? I know that I sound like I'm salty about D23 because there's a part of me that is. But, I mean, these are all announcements that should have happened at D23. That is upsetting, yeah. but I'm happy that they're happening, right? I'm so content. Like Deadpool, the Wakanda Forever trailer is just so good. Like we finally got our first look at the Black Panther. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the trailer, they do give us some insight as to why there's going to be a war with the Atlanteans. You see Namor flying with those little wings on his ankles like you do in the comics. They talk about how they call him like the Serpent King or something like that, which is why, mm-hmm. you know, starting a war with him is like the worst thing that they could do with him because it's an eternal war, basically. Of course, Wakanda is mourning, and we get our first look at Ironheart in the film.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. And then towards the end, you know, in the last trailer, we had seen like an angle from the back. We saw kind of like a leg and an arm in fighting position on a beach. And, you know, that was the new Black Panther. But we didn't see the rest of the body. We didn't see who was in the suit or anything. In this one, we see someone dropping from really high. And when they appear, when they land, the silhouette of the new Black Panther is definitely female. And mm-hmm. the speculation, obviously, is that it is indeed Shuri. And aside from the fact that the silhouette looks very similar to Shuri's build, Shuri, during the funeral scenes, has dots on her face in a specific pattern. And the new Black Panther suit has the same dots in a very similar pattern on the mask and in whoever's wearing the suit. So the speculation, obviously, is that Shuri has taken over the mantle, but there's an interesting theory also going around. I think Eric Voss posted this, that it's possibly not going to be the only new Black Panther suit, that it might be more than one character that puts on the Black Panther suit throughout the film. And then at the end, mm-hmm. they finally hint at this is going to be the new protector of Wakanda. So we're going to see several characters suit up as the Black Panther in this film.
Yeah, they're not going to show us who it is. There's no way. I'd rather go the route of trying to see who does wear it. And that'll be fun. It'll be fun. We're definitely yeah. getting tickets because I have to see this in theater, like, with tissues.
yeah.
Tissues all the way.
I'm going to be curious. If anybody does have an opportunity to go watch this opening weekend, I'm going to put this ask out for everyone because I have a feeling that the reveal and or reveals, if Eric is right, and then if there are multiple Black Panthers, there could be this reaction every single time. But I feel that the Black Panther reveal in this film is going to have the applause that we got when Captain America held
yes.
Mjolnir for the first time in Infinity War.
Agreed. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So if anybody has an opportunity to watch Wakanda Forever on opening weekend, please share what the reaction was when they finally reveal the Black Panther. Because I honestly feel that on an excitement level and on an, like an anticipation level, that is what we're going to get in the theater.
True. I don't think it's going to be just opening weekend because when we got to go see Spider-Man and we got to see that like a week after or so, it was still the same amount of energy and applause when the specific scene happened. So it may carry on because, you know, a lot of us, we have this, we don't want to see anything. We stay off the internet. Yeah, we'll try our best to so that we don't get any spoilers. So I actually am curious to see if that actually carries on within that first month.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I want to do my best to try to watch this as soon as possible. I'm so concerned that the internet is going to internet on me. And like within minutes of it premiering some... Oh, I almost said some
just like just like Hocus Pocus too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, because there's so many people that spoil these films on TikTok and Instagram by recording the film and posting it. And on these services, you're just scrolling by. And the next thing you see is like the best part of the film. Like it happened with Spider-Man and it happened with Doctor Strange. So I'm hoping that I have an opportunity to watch this before they get spoiled on social media. And I know what you're thinking out there. You could just not go on social media, to which I say, but I mean, I get bored. I just want to scroll through TikTok. I guess I could play Dreamlight Valley or something. And then wait the Black Panther to show up in Dreamlight Valley. Imagine when Iron Man is flying around Dreamlight Valley. When one of the biomes that you have to visit is New York and Avengers Tower. Oh, damn. Game Loft, hire me.
I was just going to take my Switch with me and I'll just listen to that before the movie starts and play.
Oh, man.
You know people talk.
Oh, they do. You're right. Well, I'm excited. I'm glad. Again, not sure why these weren't announced at D23, but hey, we got the announcements. That's what counts. I'm excited for both. And if you do watch them opening weekend, please share that with us. We'd love to know. And yeah, looking forward to these. So you brought up Hocus Pocus 2, the latest installment. I'm going to call it the Hocus Pocus franchise, even though it's only two films. You know,
so far.
How many years after? 10 years? 12 years? 15 years? What is it?
29.
29 years since the
since
last
93.
Film. Since 93. Wow. Yep. Thoughts on Hocus Pocus 2?
Satisfying. Honestly, it was satisfying because you got... This wasn't... The first thing I said to Jerry was, this isn't just a sequel. You had a prequel. You had everything boxed in. And a lot of movies don't do that. A lot of movies will either do the beginning part, the prequel, and it's like, meh. But they gave us a storyline that went from beginning to end with little tidbits, little things that went back to the original. I didn't go in with any expectations because that's dumb. I'm going to say that right now. Because it's been so long. I mean, we're just happy we just got this movie, period. So I've seen negative stuff and it's like, meh, blah, blah, whatevers. I'm happy. I'm content after waiting this long that it gave us everything. And like Andrew said earlier, maybe more. So sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. My favorite part, there's just one part where where Winifred slaps the crap out of
Sarah.
Sarah, yes. Like, as my funniest part is like, I want that like as a GIF on my phone. Just whack, like there. I think they're in the Walgreens or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just like wailed on her. It was the funniest thing. And there was definitely a few laugh out loud moments in the movie for me. Interesting song choices. I did think it was quite funny when they first come out, like they come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a spoiler. They come back. Like that's.
Surprise.
And they're just like singing a song, like they're performing for themselves. They're like, and, you know, one of the characters comments on, she's like, are they singing? And so it was an interesting turn of events how everything kind of played out. It is kind of, you know, you kind of expect that everybody's gonna make a cameo in this, but there wasn't really any cameos from the original cast other than the ones that are reprising their role. You know, the three plus Billy. That's it for the original cast in this film. But I think they did a good job. I thought it was hilarious. I do probably need to rewatch it one or two more times to, you know, catch everything. But Disney has been really using, I forgot his name, Forky, the guy that plays the,
Tony Hale.
Yeah. They've been using him like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And he's in this movie and he does a great job. And he seems just like one of his guys. It's like their guys, like Alan Tudyk is another one.
Yeah.
Just put him in everything. You know, you gotta just call on Tony Hale and he'll be in your movie and just make it fun. You know, playing double characters in this one. So if you haven't seen it, I won't spoil it too much, I guess. But I guess this is just kind of like the spoilery part if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Oh, can I quickly say, whoever did casting on the three young Sanderson sisters, spot on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those girls did an amazing job, especially little Winifred. Man.
Oh, yeah.
She was adorable.
I loved it. Yeah, you know, you both brought up some really great points. I have to say that I was surprised at this one, right? I think a lot of the criticism that, I don't know what you've heard, but the criticism that I've heard is that it was just so zany and that it was so slapsticky. And all I could think to myself was, did you not watch the first one? Like that.
Thank you.
Like this film paid homage to the first Hocus Pocus so well, and it stayed true to the characters, and it advanced the story that we knew from the first one. Like Mel was saying, not just for like expanding future films for this, but they did such a good job of giving you the backstory of the Sanderson sisters as a mini prequel at the beginning, that you get this full picture of where they came from, where they were in the last film, and where they are now, and you understand more about each of the characters. So if anything, I don't want to say that it's better than the first one, but it does a really good job at continuing the lineage of the first one. It's just really well made for what it is. Character wise, I think they all play their roles well. Like little Winifred, you're right, I think is one of the highlights of the film. And the music, you know, there was some questionable choices with the music. Probably not. I think my wife also said the same thing. Like, we were watching it, and, like, at the end, she made a comment about how it probably wouldn't have been her first choice for a couple of the songs that they picked. But, you know, they chose what they chose. And for the film, I think it worked okay. You know, there was probably better choices, but you get what you pay for. And if you can't get the rights to something that you would have wanted, then you do your best with what you did get, right? So, all in all, it's a fun movie. I
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch stuff like this sometimes, and Hocus Pocus, I think, was one of those films that was, like, that's in the Halloween rotation of films. Like, this is definitely one to include in the rotation. This is not, like, excluded and only watch the first one. Like, this is definitely included in your rotation worthy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The witch is back. The witch is back. I was like, when they did that, I was like, what is that song? I know that's a song. I was like, that's the Elton John song. Okay, I got it. I got it now. I was like, why does it sound so familiar to me? My least favorite thing in the movie is spoilers, the Roombas.
Are you kidding? That's like one of my favorite parts.
So here's my question. I get into like these logic holes. So how do they know that the Roombas are akin to brooms? Like, how is that a thing?
She mentions that the guy at the Walgreens tells her that that's what they're for and that they have a mind of their own.
I guess I missed it. I guess I missed that part. Then there's another part where she says cowabunga. And I was like, how does she know what cowabunga is?
Oh, yeah. I want to say that could be from the first film with the two guys, Ice and Ernie, I want to say.
No, Ice is Ernie. He's like, then this is Ernie. And he was like, sorry, it's Ice.
Yes.
So
okay,
first guy.
Got you.
I don't remember the other guy's name.
But I was like, okay, that kind of makes sense within the 90s. So I was like, all right, I'll give it to her. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm going to have to, oh, darn, I'll have to rewatch Hocus Pocus to figure this out. Oh,
Jay
no.
and Ernie are the two characters.
Jay and Ernie. There you go.
And this is Ice. Very quotable. I'm going to have to watch this movie like a bajillion more times so I can quote it as much as the first one, because I can quote the first Hocus Pocus like nobody's business.
Well, you know how we talked about Pinocchio a week or so ago after watching that one?
Pinocchio!
I mentioned Pinocchio, and I thought that it was also okay for what it was. I think they did a good job with it. It's a watch it once. Like this one, it was way better than Pinocchio. This was much more fun. It was just so much more dynamic, and I like this one was way better. I definitely recommend this one more. I know that they're different genres and everything, but
yeah, I think Hocus Pocus just isn't taking itself too seriously. Where Pinocchio is like, all right, we have to do the definitive Pinocchio. Like it's not as precious as Pinocchio, where they're like, okay, we have to do the big thing, we have to make all the logic. With Hocus Pocus, they're like, yeah, it's Hocus Pocus and it's silly and have a silly fun time and do that and be silly, and they're witches and it's Bette Midler and they sing. There's nothing to really take too seriously, so I'm glad that they didn't try to really go in with some a bunch of lore or make them. I don't know, they did a good job, and it's silly, good fun time, and that's all you can really ask out of a Hocus Pocus movie, is that it's silly and fun and there are witches and they are back.
I kind of loosely called it a franchise, even though there's only two, but you're right. I mean, for now, right? I think it sets it up really well at the end for another film. So
that freaking kid, man. I mean, he's a guy there, but
yeah. Well, if you've had an opportunity to watch Hocus Pocus 2, it is available now on Disney Plus. Let us know what you thought. We'd love to hear your thoughts on, did it live up to your expectations, or was it something that you weren't really going into with expectations and you were just wanted and were happy that we got a new Hocus Pocus movie after almost 30 years? And after 30 years, did the characters, make you feel all warm and fuzzy like they did in the first one? Leave a comment. You can join us over on Instagram. Leave a comment on the blog or on the post for this episode. But we'd love for you to join us on Discord. Again, there is a pinned IG story with a link to the Discord where you can sign up through there, or you can head over to podcateers.com/433 and you can click on the Discord logo in that post to join us there as well. All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode. What do you think?
Yeah.
Right. I see Andrew is still playing, even though he said he was going to put it down.
I'm playing. You know, I should not be playing because there's supposed to be a new Quizzyland this week, and I have not done anything for that yet. So there will be a new Quizzyland, and I haven't done anything about it. So maybe I should be doing that instead of putting Minnie in a pen and gathering stuff. But that's what I'm doing now, and maybe later I'll write and record a Quizzyland episode. Who knows? There'll be one, so I don't know what's going to be on it, but listen to it. It'll be fun, I'm sure.
Well, I'm definitely going to try that tip that you gave us earlier. I will record a clip of that happening, and I will post it. Even if it doesn't become part of a full video, I'll probably post just that clip so that everybody can see how it functions, because I love that. So that's where we're going to leave this episode. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep moving forward, and always remember to pass on the magic. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.
Part of the Podcateers Network.